You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls, sacred souls. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Ian Shirley. It's so amazing to have everyone in the collective consciousness of the group today. Thanks for being here in the energy. Thanks for bringing your incredible vibrations to the show. We have a wonderful show today for you. We have a show about pain, about healing. I think there's going to be a lot of you who are going to be very, very interested in hearing all about what our guest has to share with us. And the wisdom of the ancients is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge and wisdom, but not only from our own planet and our own world, but other galaxies, other realms, and other dimensions too. And the theme for this series is the sacred human answering the call. So right now, let's ask that the ancient ones join us. Let's ask that the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of light join us. Beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to open our hearts and support us today as we hear the message. So without further ado, let me introduce our next guest to you. Deborah Wayne, founder and director of the Biofield Healing Institute, is an internationally known energy healer and pain release specialist whose expertise is helping men and women to rapidly find and remove the hidden causes for chronic pain, chronic fatigue, depression and anxiety, trauma, struggles with food, weight, binge eating, and more. Many of Deborah's past clients have reported complete and total healing of severe pain symptoms and chronic conditions, even though nothing else has worked. Since recovering from her own health hell over 30 years ago, Deborah has been immersed both personally and professionally in the healing arts. She has helped literally tens of thousands of people in over 150 countries to release their pain, recharge their energy, and get their lives back on track. Her proven programs feature a life-changing proprietary method known as the Biofield Healing Immersion. Deborah skillfully weaves in elements from ancient spiritual healing practices, modern neuroscience, and leading-edge biofield science, which work together synergistically to allow for profound physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual transformation. So it gives me great joy to welcome Deborah to the show. Welcome, Deborah.
Hello, Ian. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here today. Hi, Ian.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks so much for being here on the show. I know everyone is excited to hear about the biofield healing method and what you have to offer. But I think most importantly, you know, around what some of the things you can really help people with, because there's many, many people who are, you know, afflicted by various forms of pain. And I would love to have you share, Deborah, a little bit around how you really began on this path. I know there's people in this audience who've heard you before, but there might be people who haven't heard you before. So I'd love it if you were able to share with everyone how you began your path.
Oh, happy to share. You know, I had a pain journey myself, and that's how it all began. This was not my goal in life. And my painful path brought me to this work. And it started, the moment it started was many years ago, over 30 years ago now, where I literally woke up one morning and I couldn't get dressed and I couldn't stop crying and I couldn't go to work that day. And I was just like a blob sitting on the floor of my closet. And I had this beautiful life. If you had looked at me from the outside looking in, my life looked amazing. I was married, had a great career, we had a big, beautiful home, all the material possessions money could buy. There were no material stressors. But I was in so much pain, and I had no idea why, and the pain made no sense. And so I had been on this trail to try to figure out what the hell was wrong with me. I was depressed, I was anxious, my muscles hurt, my joints hurt, I had insomnia, my head hurt all the time, migraine headaches, menstrual pain and cramps so bad I had to like lay flat for days on end every month. Just on and on, my thyroid, so many things just weren't working. My hair was falling out, I had ulcers. I was a mess, but you wouldn't have known it looking at me, which is what was so perplexing. Mm. And so the doctors were, and things were not showing up on medical tests. And so I was starting to get the impression they thought it was all in my head. And Ian, I felt very ashamed about this. I kept trying to hide it, and eventually the closet was full and I couldn't take it anymore. And that day that I was out of ideas was quite a turning point, because I, at that time in my life, believe it or not, I didn't really believe in God or spiritual anything. I thought I was on my own. And that day, being on my own was not enough. And I was out of ideas, and I screamed out, I'll never forget it, I screamed out to the ceiling of the closet, if there's a God, if there's anybody out there, anything out there, I need help. And this very odd, unusual sense of peace came over me.
Mm.
Enveloped me, and that was not normal for me. And I stopped crying, and I stood up, and I went in the other room, and I picked up the phone, and I called a professional for help, which was also not like me. I was a figure it out, get back up on the horse, don't tell anybody your problems. And so for me to reach out was like huge. And that day became the turning point, and I started to discover and uncover and really over, it wasn't instant, believe me. There were a lot of blips in the road, but I began a journey of healing, my own personal journey, and that led me back to meditation, which was probably the most significant piece of the puzzle, because I started having spiritual experiences and my intuition kicked in, and it became very, very clear to me that this life force energy that was palpable, that I could feel, started flowing through my hands, through my body, and I was guided that it was to be used for healing myself and others, and that this was my highest purpose on the planet. I mean, it was just so surprising, the whole thing. And for a while I thought, oh my God, am I cracking up? Like who's going to believe me? I come from a medical family. Like, we're talking allopathic, conventional medical family, like, show me the data. And here I am with, like, my inner voice talking to me and energy flowing through me. I flew under the radar for a long time trying to make peace with all this internally. And I did go back to school. I got a bunch of degrees and certifications. And so the pieces of the puzzle came together. And that's how all my work evolved. First for me personally. And then after I got rid of the fears and the doubts and got myself unstuck, then I started helping other people. And boy, oh boy, that's been the greatest, most rewarding gift ever to, when pain like that can be used to help other people, and it's all worthwhile. And that's how I'm here with you today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for sharing that background with us. I just want to share with the audience what we're going to be talking about today. So everyone, Deborah's going to be talking about getting unstuck, why you don't heal no matter what you try. So if you've worked with Deborah, you know about her amazing modalities. But if you haven't worked with Deborah, we'll be sharing how to get unstuck, why you don't heal, some of the number one mistakes, well, the number one mistake you make that is most likely keeping you kind of locked in and mired in pain. And so then also towards the end of the call, Deborah is going to be taking everyone through a biofield healing immersion experience. So make sure you're on for the call. If you're experiencing any pain, but even if you're not, make sure you're on for that immersion experience. And that's going to be towards the end of the call. So as you can tell, everyone, today's call is mostly around pain. But, Deborah, before I, we get into the conversation around pain, there might be people who are saying to us right now, well, I'm not really experiencing any pain, and I don't typically experience pain. So could you just give us a little bit of an overview around what you do, the biofield immersion process, and how that also impacts people who don't feel pain? What are some of the benefits for people who are not in pain?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that, because, yeah, you do not have to be in pain to benefit from biofield healing at all. It's so incredible. And, in fact, the reason I work with people in pain is to help them get that cleared out so they can appreciate and receive the benefits that come after. And those are things like actually having the experience of cosmic consciousness, actually having the experience, not just head knowledge, but experience of your beingness, which goes beyond a physical body, having the knowingness that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Your intuition many times will get ignited like never before. People have dormant abilities such as clairvoyance or clairaudience or clairsentience just come online finally. It's like the key turns in the lock and the biofield healing activates people to a much higher state of consciousness. So people have multidimensional experiences. They get more productive, more creative, more focused. I mean, even just in real day-to-day practical terms, I have had people go into sessions and then come out with ideas for their business, download books. I've had people come up with incredible inventions, very much more clarity on their path or their career. I've actually worked with teams, corporate teams, believe it or not, using this. And then the team starts to sync together in their mind, their intentions, and the whole company flows and works better together, becomes more productive. I mean, the list goes on and on of really, I think, the higher purpose of this method of healing. But you have to clear out enough of either the emotional pain or the dysfunctional thought patterns and the physical pain in order to be able to focus on anything higher.
Mm. So maybe I put the cart before the horse a little bit in asking that question first. Well, why don't we go a couple of steps back and let me ask you, what is the biofield healing process?
Yeah. So around every living thing, there's a field of energy and light and information. If you think of two magnets, you know how they suck together when they get close enough because there's the field around them attracts each other. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a field. We have a field exactly like that. And in fact, our body really is a field. We think of ourselves as stopping at the skin, but really we extend way beyond the skin. And this field is storing information. In fact, your field has imprinted absolutely everything that's ever happened to you since before you were born, during birth, and everything here in this lifetime. So what I've developed is the ability to scan your field, even at a distance, and I can literally feel where there's disturbed information. Now, these disturbances cloud over the real you. And this is how people end up with problems in life, and they start to identify with their pain, their problems, or their patterns. But biofield healing starts to release these imprints very rapidly, often instantaneously. And then you return to your natural state where everything flows, where your life is more ease instead of dis-ease, where your thinking, your emotions, your body, and your higher purpose, your soul level, it's all synced up. It's all lined up. It's not a struggle. That's what happens with
it. Beautiful. And for people who are experiencing pain, so this could be from physical injury or it could be from emotional or past life trauma, anything that's manifested in physical pain, how do you go about helping people in physical pain?
Well, see, pain is pain, and all pain is energetic information. It's vibrational information. Whatever, any type of, this applies to any type of pain. It doesn't matter if it's physical, emotional, mental, financial, relationship, career. See, pain is pain, and all it is a repetition of some way of thinking, feeling, or being. When it shows up in the physical, it's been around for a long time, actually, unless we're talking about an accident or injury, which, again, even though it seems sudden and it shows up in the physical, that also is just vibrational trauma. It's a pattern that came as a result of an experience. Well, everything in our life is the result of an experience. But we have certain beliefs. The conventional wisdom has given us a way of thinking that, in my humble opinion, is not accurate. It tells us to believe in certain patterns as if they have power over us, but they don't. And so if you have been told, you know, you have XYZ syndrome, again, I'm not here to give medical advice, but the truth is it's really just a pattern. And everything physical is a vibration. It's a particular frequency that you're holding, and you're repeating and repeating and repeating. And people are actually doing something, Ian, to keep this in place, but they don't realize it.
Mm.
And it shows up in the physical, but it didn't start there. So everything in the physical realm is the last place it shows up. Everything in the physical body is the last place it shows up. It doesn't just happen. And if you look around the room you're in, the desk, the computer, the phone, that didn't just show up. It was a thought in someone's mind before it ever came into being.
Right. Yeah. So if I've been working with, maybe I've been doing Reiki or I've been doing some other healing modalities, and maybe I haven't got the results that I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
How is the biofield healing a little different from that?
Yes, it is different. We get typically dramatic results. I very often, and this started from the get-go, I saw dramatic results and instantaneous healing for many, many, many people. I'd say the majority had an experience immediately that they could not deny, and that was life-changing. And not everyone, but most people. And what I discovered over time, and I'm still, you know, I don't claim to have all the answers. I think physics is really the best explanation. And they're coming up with new understanding of all of this all the time. But what I've discovered is that biofield healing immersion works on all levels. I'm talking physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, simultaneously. And it's bringing in a very high bandwidth of galactic frequencies that I believe are going beyond what we've accessed before in other methods. It's not that these other methods are bad or wrong or don't work. I mean, I practiced Reiki for a long time. I never once got anything that resembled what I've gotten with this since the very first session, excuse me, that I ever did with biofield healing. I can even feel the difference there. I can hear the tones. I can hear the frequencies that come in. I can feel them. From the day this started, I felt like someone turned on a fire hydrant and it was just rushing through my hands. And what you have to understand is this is not a technique. All these other methods, including Reiki, is actually a specific technique, and it's done the same way on each person. This is not a technique. This goes beyond technique and is actually a state of consciousness that I learned to access very easily, that I carry in my field 24/7, and discovered along the way, surprise, surprise, that I can attune. Not attune isn't the right word. I feel it's more like activate other people like a tuning fork. And they begin to resonate and entrain with me. And then the practitioners that I train are able to do the same thing because of the principle of resonance. So it's not about me teaching hold your hands there, or do this, or, you know, send this color light. It's none of that. This is effortless and doesn't require psychic ability. This is a way of retraining your awareness and literally up-leveling your state of consciousness.
Mm. Is this something that sounds like something that we can do on ourselves?
Definitely. I teach people how to use biofield healing immersion for adults, any teenagers, any child, animals, yourself, in person, at a distance, and even have people, practitioners that use it on plants and crops and bodies of water. And I mean, we charge spaces. We can affect an environment. I mean, it can be used for pretty much any purpose we've ever thought of. It's really quite great.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting the visual now of, like a picture, a big dam, like a big reservoir that's just been kind of blocked up with sediment, and it's all stagnant. And then when we undergo the biofield healing, I'm getting a vision of, you know, all that sediment just being cleared, and this beautiful pristine water starts to flow again. And that's really what's you know, the visual I'm getting now. And to kind of parlay on that, I would love to talk a little bit more around those of us who maybe right now aren't feeling the pain again. So you mentioned it's for anyone, and you can get clarity, expanding consciousness.
Right.
Can you just talk a little bit more about that, just to give people another deeper sense of how this will benefit those people who aren't feeling pain, maybe
for
people who joined later or who missed that first portion of the call?
Yes, absolutely. So the reality is we are multidimensional beings. I'm sure that's not a new word for many of your listeners. However, many people have that idea and they grasp it, but they've never really experienced that in a palpable way. And biofield healing immersion will often help people drop into a very deep theta brainwave state, and maybe even deeper. And we're talking within seconds, and often it's people who don't even meditate, regular people. And they go into a deeper state of consciousness where they begin to experience themselves as, oh, I have a body, but I'm not a body. Oh, I have thoughts, but I'm not my thoughts. I have these emotions, but I'm not my emotions. They stop identifying with form, and they actually feel and experience what it is like to be an awakened state of awareness, which is what we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. They have the experience of being an awakened state of awareness. And so for many people, they start to experience a multidimensional light show, or it's quite unique. And I don't want to say too much because everyone's experience of this is different, but people begin to see visual things and hear auditory, sometimes messages, or they will connect with people who have even passed away, or their guru, or who they consider to be their spiritual teacher. They start to have these experiences where they're communicating without speaking, without me saying a word to them, without me teaching them anything. They drop into this incredible multi-dimensional access, and all of a sudden lifetimes of problems become clear, or their journey or their next step becomes clear, or they recognize, they just have so many awarenesses that I could never, it would take me 10 years if I could ever help them figure that out. But they have it instantly they get it. And there's usually a very deep state of bliss that often accompanies this. And we know from yoga, from the yoga tradition, that there really is a bliss body, and it's a higher state, more ethereal state of consciousness, and we can access this, and the biofield healing method seems to help people rapidly access the bliss body. And so people get a taste of what they know to be true, which is that you hear the line all the time, we're perfect, whole, and complete, and we should be experiencing joy and freedom. And these concepts are great, but how often do people really feel that? And that's what happens here, is people get the experience of that. And it's like literally, it just feels, imagine everything that's ever bothered you or you were confused about, it just washed away. Just washed away, and you get a clean slate. That's what people describe it as many times. And and what happens is you know, we also hear about the dormant DNA that they call it junk DNA. You know,
right.
God
yeah.
doesn't make any junk. There's no junk. So this 98% of our dormant unused DNA is really, it's just unactivated. And what happens with biofield healing as well is that I believe this to be true, is that the brain gets activated, areas of the brain turn on that weren't turned on before. So people start having, they say to me, and I have this experience for years now, they'll say, oh my God, colors seem brighter, sounds are more clear, my mind is sharper, my creativity's on fire. All these ideas are happening. See, what's happened is their brain is firing on all cylinders now. And people's intuition, I'm sure the pineal gland is getting stimulated. They're just open to what some people refer to as cosmic consciousness or the divine mind or the matrix or the non-local field. I mean, these are all terms for what they're accessing. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but there's higher information, a super conscious mind that is way beyond our intellect. And people literally finally connect to that and start to have answers right there that they've struggled with to try to find before and couldn't find. And now it's just right there.
Wow.
So imagine how that will help you in your work, in your relationships, in anything you're, you know, trying to do in life. It's very practical.
Yeah, right, right. And we'll get an experience a little bit later on, which I'm looking forward to personally. I'm sure everyone else is as well. And we'll also learn a little bit more about how people can participate and learn more about the biofield healing immersion in just a little while. But let me ask you this, Deborah. Is this something that you have to constantly revisit, or is it a case of once you go through and learn, you know, learn's the wrong word. I totally get that, learn's the wrong word. Well, once you experience this, maybe even that's the wrong word, but do you need to go back and back and back and kind of re-listen and kind of go back to the well and go back to the well?
That's a great question. So there's not a black and white answer. Everyone's case is different. There are people who literally I've worked with for 15 minutes who never needed to come near me again, never needed biofield healing again. I'll never forget the first time it happened. I was at a holistic health fair, and this was years ago, and I was doing mini sessions, and I worked on this woman. She got on my table, and literally 15 minutes later, she said to me, oh, my God. No, she emailed me like a couple days or a week later telling me that all her pain was gone, her healing abilities had been activated, and she now knew her higher purpose, and she was, like, going for it. And she never looked back. Now, with most people I have found over the years of working with so many people now, whether it was in person or at a distance, it didn't matter. There seemed to be a cumulative effect, and after about four sessions, even though most people have an experience right away in the first session, but I found that a lot of people would dip back into their old patterns, sometimes 3 to 5 days later. But if I worked with them four times, that they would hold the new pattern that I'm introducing, that higher state of consciousness, they would hold it better. So I insist that people work with me, you know, that they do no less than four is my preference. Some people need more. Some people don't need more. But there's no harm in it. And it's not the type of method where you go like a massager, chiropractor every week for the rest, you know, for years. It doesn't require that at all. But what I find is that sometimes people need a tune-up, or they just feel they want a tune-up. So some people come back a year later, and it's not even that they're in pain or that they're struggling. They just feel, and this is true, I found it with myself, there's like, you know how you update your iPhone? We need an update sometimes. And in order to stay in sync with what's happening planetary and cosmically, I've noticed that when people come back or stay with me for a longer time, they just continuously evolve. So there's benefits, but it's not a requirement. And most people certainly don't work with me like, you know, day in and day out for years. My goal is that they just go off and they get what they need and they go off and just create a fabulous life and contribute, you know. That's really the ideal.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, since we're talking about that in greater detail, why don't we have you share with us what the offer is for the community? So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button underneath Deborah's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type in WOTA show.com/Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A, and the number 7. So everything is lowercase, WOTA show.com/Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A, and then the number 7, and that way you can follow along visually. So, Deborah, take us through your offer that you've made available for the Wisdom community.
My pleasure. So this is a one-day virtual online event called the Day of Biofield Healing Immersion, and it's literally that. You will be immersed in the biofield healing frequencies for an entire day with me live. The day is broken up into two sections so that no matter where you live in the world, there will be a time where it's not the middle of the night and you'll be able to attend live. And we record the entire day as well. And this is a day that's designed for busy people who like to get the most out of, you know, the most results in the least amount of time. And so I will be guiding you and working with people live on the call and really helping you to understand why you might feel stuck or stagnant or confused or overwhelmed or depressed or anxious or in any type of pain whatsoever in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual life. And I'll be helping you get unstuck. And I'm going to share with you right out of the gate from the moment we start the top 13 reasons that I've discovered over the past 30 plus years of working in this area. There's really only about 13 reasons that anyone and everyone is in pain. And I'm just going to give you those. You'll find yourself on the list and be able to right away start your awareness moving in a new direction and becoming free of this stuff. And I'm going to, it's not a day of me just teaching and talking. It's a very experiential, interactive day. You will be learning, so your left brain will be satisfied. You will be getting some information for those of you that like to know the why and how things work. However, a lot of the day will also be me taking you through exercises and processes to bring up what's in your unconscious that you don't even know is troubling you. And I will be doing two full biofield healing immersion sessions, one in the morning and one in the late afternoon section. And it has a very powerful cumulative effect, all happening in one day. And then we're going to take a break midday, and there's a homework assignment that you'll do during the break that is designed to keep the healing going. So it's a very sacred day that I recommend, if you can, you take the whole day off, and you just go deep into your own personal healing journey. And again, like Ian and I have been saying here today, you don't have to be in pain to benefit. Many people, even my practitioners, come and take this after, and they're already trained, but they come and take this because each time you do something like this, you'll go to your next level. And if that means you're ready for the multidimensional show, you're going to get that. And it can be a very joyous, blissful, incredible experience to just be immersed all day long in this state of consciousness. Some people come on the day of healing and they can't even keep their eyes open and and they don't take notes, they don't hear what I'm saying, they go right away into a state, a deeper brainwave state, and they just start accessing the frequencies right away. So there's something for everyone here. It's over 5 hours with me live, and I just take as many people as I can and work with them throughout the course of the day, and we have a lot of fun, and, you know, just, it's a day of miracles, really, and just a day of watching people transform right before your eyes. And I should say one last thing. It's no accident who shows up in the group. It's truly incredible to watch how every time I do this event, there's a theme that seems to come out and evolve that shows up when people start sharing why they're on the call and what they're going through, and everyone on the call benefits. So even if you're the type that likes to hide out in the background, that doesn't want to raise your hand, doesn't want to, you know, speak on the call, someone is going to ask your question or speak for you, and you're going to benefit. And the consciousness that of people that come together, it's clearly by design. It's not random. It's just proof that we're all interconnected and that there is a consciousness vibrationally that we're being called to this. We're being led to being on a call like this. And so if you feel it but don't understand it, that's good enough reason to show up, because you may not logically understand or make sense out of why you feel the curiosity or the desire to check this out. That's your intuition talking.
Mm-hmm.
So
beautiful. So this is this would be for everyone who's listening who is either experiencing pain or any sort of anxiety, trauma, weight issues, binge eating, things like that, or who is simply looking to experience some of that deeper level of awareness and awakening that you were speaking about earlier.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. If you have any type of pain or dis-ease, especially if you've tried a lot of things and nothing's worked, this is where you need to be. My greatest joy, and if I may say so, my greatest expertise over the years has come with working with the people who have tried everything and nothing's worked. I really am good at putting that puzzle together and helping you see what no one's shown you before. And the Biofield Healing Immersion Method is the fastest way to get to that and speed up your healing. So if you've been struggling with any type of pain or pattern, this is for you. And if you just know that maybe you're not in pain, like Ian and I have been talking about, but you have that sense that there's more, or there should be more, or, you know, you feel stagnant or plateaued in your spiritual life, or just like you have that sense that you should be doing more, you feel kind of invisible, or like there's just something's missing, this is for you. This can very rapidly awaken what you're not seeing yet, but what you're sensing that is there for you.
Beautiful. And then this, of course, is recorded, so...
Yes, the whole day.
Yep.
And the whole day is recorded. And I forgot to tell you that normally, so the special offer for your community is it's half off. And it's the most affordable way to work with me. And it is, you can't work with me in this capacity any other time. I don't even offer individual sessions. So this is a way, if you're new to my work, to check it out and get it great deep immersion in the work without, you know, in a very affordable way, and to find out if it's for you or not. And for many people, this is all they need. For some people, they go, oh my God, now I want to go deeper with this. But this is a great first step. And this is also, if you feel something on the demo that I do today with Ian, or if you've already heard me speak and, you know, you're just resonating with what you hear and you're busy and you want to go further, this is a great step for you as well. So you don't have to be brand new. This is for seasoned people as well.
Right. Just at the very generous offer that you've set up for the community here. So yes, everyone, usually it's almost $500, and now it's
exactly.
Half off. So if you have worked with Deborah before, this is a wonderful opportunity to go deeper again and get that immersion at a fairly significant, a very significant discount. So yeah, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful offer. So that's going to be a day of biofield healing, everyone. So if you are listening to this call, either live on the replay, and you feel, wow, this is something that I'm really resonating with, then by all means, take advantage of this offer that Deborah's made available for our community. So thank you, Deborah.
You are so welcome. It's my joy. I love doing the day of biofield immersion.
Mm.
It's very satisfying, and in case you can't tell, I'm kind of an intense person. So I like the intensity of all the energy on the live call and all the people and their willingness to be open and heal and just the sharing. It's just a remarkable day. I really love doing it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I would love to have you take us through that process. But before we do that, there's a couple of things I know we shared with everyone that they're going to learn on the call. One of them was, what's the number one mistake that that people are most likely doing that kind of guarantees that they're stuck in their pain or in their patterns?
Absolutely. This is, you know, once you hear this, you're going to go, oh, my God, it sounds simple. But this is the mistake everyone I talk to is making. And that is that you are focused on the symptom. So it doesn't matter whether you have physical pain, if you have financial pain, if you have pain like depression, anxiety, panic attacks, what happens? And this is very, look, it's so easy to do. There's no blame or judgment in this. It's very easy to do, especially if you have physical or emotional pain or you're in debt galore and you just can't figure this out, or your relationships are, there's abuse or there's some type of neglect or violence, and this stuff keeps coming back no matter what you've tried to do, and it's painful. And you're going to start focusing on the symptom, on the problem. And if you do, if you've ever done anything with physical pain or disease, the conventional wisdom is going to ask you, well, where does it hurt? And the whole way we've looked at pain, the whole way we've looked at problems for a long, long time in our culture is we look at the symptom and we try to cut it out, we try to drug it out, we try to avoid it, deny it, suppress it, get rid of it. And that, my friends, is what's keeping it stuck. The pain of any type is there for a reason, and it's your friend. And I know some of you will start rolling your eyes right about now, but pain is your friend. It has a message for you in it. And until you find someone like me or somebody else that can help you go deep enough and correctly discover what the message is trying to teach you, you're going to stay stuck most likely on what's just showing up in your physical life or your physical body. And the symptom is never, ever the root of the problem. We have to get down to the root if you want to solve it. And you won't solve it based on my hip pain, my back pain, my migraine, my insomnia, my panic attack, my depression. That is, to focus on that is not going to solve it. Those are just the patterns of information trying to get your attention to go deeper. And that's what I help you do, is go deeper.
Well, the day of biofield healing immersion would probably be the best opportunity that most people will have to really go deep, because we've got a day of healing with you.
Absolutely. And that's where you're going to get a different understanding, a new understanding of how health and healing really works.
Mm-hmm.
And it may shake up some people because it's quite different. And it's just a completely different understanding of how healing even works. And then when I combine what I teach you with the experience of two full biofield healing sessions, there is a rapid acceleration of healing of all types, and it goes into the unconscious mind, which is where you've stored and hidden from yourself the root. Because, see, you know, Ian, if when people are in pain, they try to figure it out. And if they could fix themselves, they would.
Right.
But they can't because it's hidden from their view. And when you think about, like, the roots of a tree, the roots of the tree are hidden. They're deep down in the earth. You don't see the roots. You only see the results of what's going on with the roots. And people are no different. You see the results of the roots in their physical body, their emotional state, and their life, and their relationships, their money, their career. The roots tell the story, but people don't go down to the roots. They only get fixated on the symptoms. So I help you in the day of healing, especially, learn the information that no one's taught you before, or even if they have. And I should say this, because you have in your audience, I am sure, we have listeners right now that they've worked on themselves. They're not new to some of this information. And they'll come to the day of healing, and it won't be, some of what I teach will not be brand new to them. But what I have heard again and again and again and again over many years now, from, you know, the healers come to me, okay? Healers aren't new to some of this information, but they all say the same thing. They go, oh, my God, Deborah, it finally clicked. I have been working on myself for years, 20, 30 years, and for some reason, what you said, what you did, and the combination of what you shared, it finally clicked. It finally shifted. I finally released it. And so if some of the things I said today or on the day of healing don't sound new to you, that doesn't mean you won't have healing. It might mean the seed finally sprouts and you finally get this shift you've been looking for.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think now is a perfect opportunity then, Deborah, for you to take us through what it feels like to go through the process.
Great. So remember, this is a short demo, and the ideal way to experience it is to make sure you are not multitasking. You want to put everything away, and you want to be in a comfortable place, preferably lying down. You have to be in a safe space, so do not do this if you're driving or multitasking. You want to be lying down on your back if that's available to you, but if it's not, do not stress. Just sitting is fine. If you're in a wheelchair, it's fine. Just get as comfortable as you can. And I'm going to guide you in with my voice. And it's completely safe to do this. So I'm going to give you some instructions just in a moment here. And I want you to begin just by closing your eyes. And I want you to take the deepest breath that you've taken all day so far, and fill up all the way up into your beautiful heart area. Fill up with brand new life. And now open your mouth and let out a big sigh and let go of everything we've talked about today. Relax your low belly and draw the breath from your low belly all the way up, up, up into your beautiful heart. Fill up your chest, your lungs, your heart area, and hold your breath for a moment. And now open your mouth and let go of all the old stale air and everything you think you know is going on with you. Again, relax your low belly. Start the breath deep down in your low belly and fill up now with brand new life, new possibilities, new energy. And now open your mouth and let the old stale life go. And And now I want you to continue breathing just normally and naturally, just the way you normally breathe, an easy, effortless breath in and out through your nose. And as you breathe in and out, I want you to remember there's nothing for you to do here. Let me do all the work. Do not try to help me in any way. Do not try to clear your mind or meditate. I want you to just allow the process here to unfold, and I want you to just observe what happens. There's nothing to figure out with your mind. There's nothing you need to believe in or understand with your mind for this to work. So just relax your mind. Let me do all the work. And I want you just to notice what's happening inside yourself. Just begin to notice it without trying to figure anything out, without analyzing it, and without labeling it as good or bad, right or wrong. Allow everything that happens to be there. And just observe it. And do nothing about it. If your body starts to move involuntarily in any way, let that happen. Your body may move a little or a lot or somewhere in between, or it may not move at all. There's no right or wrong. But if it moves, let it move. Or if you feel like moving, at any time, if you feel like moving, I definitely want you to move. As you put your attention inside on your inner experience, notice what's coming up. You may have thoughts come up, you may have emotions come up. You may see something visually or hear something. You may have sensations of different kinds. You may even have pain come up. I want you to let it come up. This is the energy pattern. It's coming up and moving out. Allow whatever comes up to come up and just notice it. Just like you would if you were at the movies. And you are watching and you're listening and you're feeling, but you're not trying to change the movie. Now, if nothing is happening, that's okay too. It doesn't mean nothing's happening. It just may seem like it to you. It's perfectly fine. If you're totally quiet inside, that is just perfectly fine as well. Or if you start thinking you're imagining things or you're making it up, that's okay. Just notice that's what you're thinking. You cannot block the healing. So whatever is happening, it's perfect for you today. And I'm going to work on you silently now for just a few more minutes. We're going to go together right now into the silent space. And you may drop into a much deeper, more relaxed state. You just let that happen if it does. Allow whatever happens to happen and let me do all the work. Remember to let your body move. And when it's time to come back, you'll hear my voice. It will be very easy. You'll know exactly what to do. So for now, just rest. And I want you to relax more than you have in a long, long time. And you'll hear my voice when it's time to come back. Enjoy the experience now. go very, very slowly now. Become aware of the sound of my voice and all the sounds around you. And very, very slowly now, begin to deepen your breathing. Feel yourself becoming more alert, more awake, more aware, and staying very, very relaxed. Take a deep, long breath in and out now. Feel yourself becoming more alert, more awake, more aware. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes now and take another deep breath in and out. And come all the way back now, wide awake, alert, refreshed and relaxed, all the way back. And slowly, gently open your eyes and allow the light to come back in. Let's hope our host is still
Here he is. Here he is. Yeah. You said lay down.
Nobody wants to come back, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just a short demo.
Mm.
Could you feel it?
Oh, definitely. Oh.
Yeah.
So beautiful, amazing, yeah, just.
And you know, it will continue. It does continue on its own, even though I'm bringing you out. Many people, from even a short demo like this, the healing continues. Sometimes 1, 2, 3 days, just from getting it started, the vibration. So, yeah.
Well, beautiful. Well, Deborah, it's been wonderful having you on the show today.
Thank you.
Really been so wonderful having you on the show, sharing all about the biofield healing, and then obviously getting people excited about working with you during your day of healing. But you really to learn or be exposed to something that can awaken us on so many levels, not just deal with the physical pain that we're experiencing, but also on the level of consciousness, expanding our consciousness. And so many of those things that you shared with us, those are things that I think a lot of people resonate when we look at our path and the type of spiritual awakening and the being that we really wish to become.
Yeah.
So this seems to be a wonderful, wonderful way to help us get there.
It is my great pleasure to facilitate that for people, because I really firmly know we are spiritual beings having this human experience, and we're all here in this together to evolve and to just keep growing. And this is our next step here. Get past the pain and just awaken to... You know, we hear the term co-create a lot, but again, we don't want to co-create from that low vibrational state of pain.
Mm-hmm.
We want to co-create from a very heightened, awakened state, and that's what this facilitates. And I have watched people who come in, and they're not even interested in spiritual growth. They have hip pain, for God's sake, and they just want it gone. And then the beautiful thing that happens using this biofield healing immersion method is that once the pain is gone, they go, oh, my God, how did this happen? And all of a sudden, they awaken to the next level of awareness, and they start becoming awakened spiritually, and that changes everything. So whether you're new, whether you're somewhere in the middle, whether you're an old soul that's, you know, been on the path a long time, there's something for everyone with this, because it really does move us forward,
mm-hmm.
where, and it meets you where you're at.
Yeah. It just really seems like this is something that is coming forward right now for the community, to help us kind of take that next step, because sometimes it does appear, or sometimes there just feels to be these challenges, these blocks that we have,
mm-hmm.
that we have trouble getting through or
yeah.
working through.
Right. Yeah. Well, and you can look out at the world right now, and it can look like doom and gloom to a lot of people. And yet that's, again, another reason why we must use the tools that we've been given by God to raise our vibration, so that we don't get sucked down into that low vibrational stuff that's happening on the planet. Anyone listening to this call, I promise you, you're here because you're here to help raise the frequency. You're here to help raise the vibration on this planet, or you wouldn't even be on a call like this. So we need each other, we have to remind each other, we have to use the tools, and there's work to do. And that's what, again, one of the highest purposes of the biofield work is to help everyone stay on the track at the highest vibration possible, to remember that we are cosmic beings, we're evolving whether it looks like it or not, and we have to look past the appearances of whatever pain, whether it's, you know, whatever type, government, whatever it is that looks like pain, feels like pain. We have to look past that and remember who we really are.
Yeah. Well, Deborah, thank you again. It's been wonderful sharing you with the community, and it's been an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
Of course. All right, Sacred Souls, thank you so much for being here and shining your amazing, amazingly bright lights. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for bringing us all here and supporting us through the show. Much love to you all. Okay, bye now. Namaste.
The moderator has left the conference.